Chapter 19. And there came two Malachim to Sodom at Erev, and Lot sat in the Sha'ar Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Hine Adonai, turn in now into the base of Dechem, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Lo, but we will abide the night in the Rehov. And he pressed upon them greatly. And they turned in unto him, and entered into his base. And he made them a mishteh, and did bake matzot, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the ear, even the Anshei Sodom, surrounded the base from Na'ar to Zeken, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the Anashim which came in to thee, Halila? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went outside unto them, and shut the delet after them, and said, Now, I do not so wickedly. Hinena, I have two banot which have not known man. Now, let me bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these Anashim do nothing. For therefore came they under the tzel of my Korah. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn as a ger, and he will now play the shofet. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed strongly upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break down the delet. But the Anashim put forth their yod, and pulled Lot into the base to them, and shut the delet. And they struck the men that were at the petach of the base with blindness, both Katan and Gadol, so that they wearied themselves to find the petach. And the Anashim said unto Lot, Hast thou here anyone else, Hosen, and thy Banim, and thy Banot, and whatsoever thou hast in the ear, bring them out of this makom, for we are the mashchitim, this makom, because the cry of them is so gedolah before the face of Hashem, and Hashem hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spoke unto his Hosanim, which were pledged to marry his Banot, and said, Up, get you out of Makom Hazeh, for Hashem is Mashchit the ear. But he seemed as one that Metzahek unto his Hosanim. And when the Shachar came, then the Malachim urged Lot, saying, Arise, take thy Isha and thy Banot, which are here, or thou be swept away in the Avon Ha'ir. And while he lingered, hesitating, the Anashim laid hold upon his yod, and upon the yod of his Isha, and upon the yod of his two Banot, Hashem being merciful unto him. And they brought him out, and set him outside the ear. And it came to pass, when they had brought him forth outside, that he said, Flee and escape, for thy nephesh look not back behind thee, neither stop thou anywhere in all the plain. Flee and escape to the mountain, lest thou be swept away. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, Adonai. Hine now, thy evid hath found chen in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy chesed, which thou hast shown unto me in sparing my nephesh. And I cannot flee to escape to the mountain, lest some ra'ah overtake me and I die. Hine now, this ear is near to run unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me flee to escape there. Is it not me, Tsar, and my nephesh shall live? And he said unto him, Hine, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the ear for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, flee to escape there, for I cannot do anything till thou arrive there. Therefore the shim of the ear was called Zoar. The shimish rose over Haaretz when Lot entered Zoar. Then Hashem rained upon Sodom and upon Amorah, Gophrit and Ash from Hashem out of Shemaim. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and Zemach upon Ha'adamah. But his Isha from behind him looked back, and she became a Nadziv Melach. And Avraham got up early in the boker to the Makom where he stood there before Hashem, and he looked down toward Sodom and Amorah and toward all the Eretz of the plain, and he saw Kitor of the Eretz go up like Kitor of a furnace. And it came to pass when Elohim destroyed the cities of the plain that Zikron Avraham came to Elohim, and he sent Lot out of the midst of the Hapheha when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot left Zoar and dwelt in the Har, and his two banot with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two banot. And the Bechira said unto the younger, Avinu is old, and there is not an ish in Haaretz to come in unto us after the derek of Kol Haaretz. Come, let us make Avinu drink yayin, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve Zerah by Avinu. And they made their Av drink yayin Balila. And the Bechira came in and lay with her Av, and he had das not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the next day that the Bechira said unto the younger, Hine, I lay yesternight with Avi. Let us make him drink yayin halayla also, and go thou in and lie with him, and we, that we may preserve Zerah by Avinu. And they made thereof drink yayin balayla also, and the younger arose and lay with him. And he had das not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the banot of Lot with child by their av. And the Bechira bore Ben and called Shemo Moav. The same is the Avi Moav unto this day. And the younger, she also bore Ben and called Shemo Ben Ami. The same is the Avi B'nei Ammon unto this day.